We continue with Mishnah Berurah ben Yom Hichos Tefilas min Kuf Chaf Beis in the middle of Sif Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Umihu Haragi Lomer Tachanun Amachar Tefilas. So one who normally says Bakashos after Hishmona Esrei, Im Hischal Ashliach Tzibur Lasader Tefilas, so Vigil Kasha L'Kedusha. If the Shlich Tzibur Sarach Hazar Sashatz and got up Kaddish or Kedusha while you were in the middle of your Bakashos, then Mekatzer Ve'ole, you should shorten your Bakashos in order to respond. Vim lo kitzer, if you did not shorten it, then yachol lahavse kederach shemavsek uruch shal kriyashma filu be'emsa. Then the middle of your bakashos has the status of the berchos kriyashma. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this is talking about when you already said yulu ratzon. So it's like your Shemona Esrei has been completed, but you normally say Bakashos. If you had not yet said Yulu Ratzon, then the Machaber would not be makel to allow you to respond, because we saw earlier that he said you shouldn't stop before Yulu Ratzon in order to respond. So this is going on where you already said Yulu Ratzon, but the Machaber thinks that even though you already said Yulu Ratzon, if you are saying the Tachanunim, which you normally say, such as Elkai Netzor L'Shonim Ra, etc., which you say every day, you should shorten that in order to take your three steps back in order to respond Kedusha. Because even though you've said Yulu Ratzon, still, as long as you have not taken the three steps, you still are standing in front of Hashem, and therefore you should not be mafsik to respond. And that's why you should be makatzer to shorten Elokai Nitzor. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees and says you would be allowed to answer Amen, as we saw earlier. But either way, this issue of being makatzer, we never hear anybody that's makatzer that shortens their Elokai Netzor in order to respond to Kedusha. It seems like the minog is not like that. So what some say we rely on is Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who says that as long as you have said Yulu Ratzon, then you don't need to shorten it. Then your Shemona Esrei has completed, and you would be able to say Elokai Netzor for as long as you would like, say the Tachanunim for as long as you would like, and you'd be allowed to respond Kedusha to Kedusha, etc., without shortening your Elokai Netzor, and that seems to be what the minog is. Siv Beis, a nachon lomer tachnunim kod yulu ratzon, al achar siyum shmon eser miyad yomer yulu ratzon, vim balach zur lomer pa mecheres achar tachnunim harshuz biyado. Should not recite any extra bakashos before yulu ratzon. Say yulu ratzon, then say your extra bakashos. Once again, the Mishnah Berurah points out, it's just better to say yulu ratzon before Elokai Netzor. As well, it is best to say these bakashos in Hebrew, says the Mishnah Berurah, but if you're unable to say them in Hebrew, then you can say them in any language as long as they are coming from the heart. Also, it is better to say these extra bakashos after Yulu Ratzon than to say them during Shemaya Tefillah, during Shema Kolenu, so that you'll be able to finish up your Shemona Esrei in order to respond to Kaddish and Kedusha after you've said Yulu Ratzon, and then you could say those bakashos afterwards. But if you say the bakashos during Shema Kolenu, it will lengthen your Shemona Esrei. You might not be able to respond appropriately. Siv Gimel, Haragi Lomar Arba Dvarim, Eilu Zocha Makabu Peshchina, Asen Laman Shmech, Asen Laman Gimnech, Asen Laman Tarsach, Asen Laman Dushasach. We should say those four things, which we say in Elokai Netzor every day. So basic summary is, after you finish Shemona Esrei, you said Mevarchas Moisei Rabba Shalom, you said Yulu Ratzon, even if you haven't said Elokai Netzor yet, and you're in the middle, or you're in the middle of Elokai Netzor, you're allowed to answer to Kaddish Amen Yehishmei Rabba until Almaya, and you can say Amen to Damiran B'Yama. You could respond to Kedusha, Kadosh Kadosh, and Baruch Vod Hashem Komo, and even on Shabbos and Yontif, you shouldn't say anything extra outside of that. You could respond to Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem Borach, and you could answer if somebody's laning. You could answer to the Aliyah, Baruch Hashem Borach. You could answer the Amen to HaKel HaKadosh and Shemei Tefillah, but not any other Amen. You could answer Modim, you could say Modim Anachnu Lach, and that's it. Birkas Kohanim, you could say Amen to Birkas Kohanim, but not to the actual Bracha of Asher Kedeshanu. If it's Friday night, you'd be allowed to say Vayechulu during Elokai Netzor as well. Simon Kufchav Gimel, Dine Akris, Vesim Shon Eser Bracho, Sifalaf, Koreo Pose Shalosh Psios Lacharav, Bekriya Achas. You take the three steps back when you have completed your Shmona Esrei while bowing. And while you are continuously in the same bow, you should take the three steps back. The Acher, because to show that you are walking away as a slave walks away from his master. The Acher Kasha Pasa Shalosh Psios, Baodo Korea, Kodem Shiyiskov, Kishayomer Ose Shalom Bemurmov, Hochfech Panov Litzad Smolo, Shemer Hu Yasa Shalom Aleinu Hochfech Panov Litzadimino, Viacha Kishtacho Lefano, Kevin and Ifter Meirav. So the way the Mechaber says it is, before getting up, you should turn to the right. So first, turn to the left and say Ose Shalom Bemurmov, then turn to the right and say Hu Yasa Shalom Aleinu, and then face forward with that bow to say, Valko Yisrael, Vimramein. You should not recite Oseh Shalom while you are still taking those 3 steps back. Same thing as at Kaddish. Take the 3 steps back, then while you're still bowed, turn to the left, say Oseh Shalom, turn to the right, and continue. The reason you turn to the left first is because we are supposed to act as though the Shekhinah is in front of us, so that is Hashem's right. The Rama adds, "V'nagu lo marach kach yiratzon sheibana beis hamikdash ki atfil b'mkom avoda v'lachim v'akshem al mikdash enucha lasos avoda mamish." So we say that extra yiratzon afterwards, as the whole purpose of tefila is like avoda. So we say we want to do the real avoda soon enough. It appears from the words of the Mechaber that when they take those 3 steps back, you don't bow, get up, say Oseh Shalom, get up, bow to the left, to the right, continue on, get up, bow forward. Rather, it sounds like from the words of the Mechaber that you're always in the bent over, and you're just turning your face one way, the other way, and then forwards. Siv Beis, b'makom shakalu shalosh psios yamu v'lo yachzor l'mkom ha'ad sh'yagiyash l'ch tzibur l'kedusha u'lefachos ha'ad sh'yaschol sh'liach tzibur l'ispalu b'kol ram. When you take those 3 steps back and you finish the bowing, so you should not walk back up until the shaliach tzibur gets up to kedusha, or at least until the shaliach tzibur starts Hishmon Eser, because if you go back right away, then it looks like you're in a rush to get away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says at Marv on Friday night, you should wait until Vayechulu, and then you could take the 3 steps forward. And if it's not, if it's not Friday night, you could wait until Kaddish. Some have the minhag of taking 3 steps forward and then going up 3 times on their toes, but it's unclear where that minhag comes from. Could be just a mistake that comes from the fact that a lot of people would wait until, you're supposed to wait until Kedusha, at which point you would take 3 steps forward and respond to Kadosh, 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 and go up, so maybe that's where people got it from. If you have a long Shmona Esrei, and when you take your 3 steps back, the Shalich Tzibur gets up to Kedusha, you would not need to wait. You would be able to take your 3 steps forward right away in order to respond to Kedusha, and it doesn't look like you're trying to rush away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu because you're trying to respond to Kedusha.